From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi there, you're very welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. Please stay with us for the next 15 minutes while we bring the Gospel to you through song and through the Word of God. In a few moments we'll be reading from Job chapter 19. First, here's Catherine Mitchell singing Remind Me of Calvary. I'd like to read to you from the book of Job chapter 19, we're beginning at the verse 23. Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment I would like you to think about the verse 29 of this passage. Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. In this verse, Job was speaking to his friends about the most dramatic event that would take place in the history of the world. This event is the judgment day. It is not an event which merely concerns world history, but it is an event that concerns your life and my life. And although we may be dead before the judgment day, yet we will be brought to life again. The body will be resurrected, that we may stand before God. Because John saw a vision of the dead, small and great, standing before God. The world had ended, the universe had been destroyed, and God had erected a massive courtroom to judge everyone. This is an event we should think about. When a person is summoned to appear before court, it is a very worrying, nerve-wracking experience. It is an event that a wise person will plan for in advance and will think much about. If it is true that we should think about an earthly courtroom, how much more should we not think about the courtroom of God? The decisions which judges make upon this earth can be far-reaching as far as our lives are concerned. Some people are locked away into prison for years as a result of a judge's deliberation. As a result of the deliberation of the judge of all the earth, some people will go to heaven and other people will go to hell, and that will be for eternity. Therefore, it is wise to prepare for the judgment day. This afternoon, I would like you to think about the attitude that you should have towards the day of judgment. The first thing I would like you to consider is the fear advocated. We should be afraid of the judgment day. Job said to his three friends, "Be ye afraid of the sword." The word sword here speaks of judgment. It speaks of pain. It speaks of death. Sword in ancient times, it represented bloodshed. It was the weapon of the soldier. And therefore, the sword was almost fearful weapon. And Job said, "Be ye afraid of the sword," but he didn't just say, "Be ye afraid of the sword" in the original Hebrew language. He was saying, "Be ye afraid of the faces of the sword." Very often in the Hebrew language, when a writer is conveying to us the imminency of an event, he'll use this word, the face. When somebody is close to you, you can see their face, you can see their eyes, you're looking at them. They're nearby. And Job was saying, "Be ye afraid of the faces of the sword. The day of wrath may not be far away. It may be even at the doors as we speak. Look into the face of God's judgment and be afraid." That's what he was saying. In the Word of God, we are giving an insight into the day of judgment. We are told that when Christ returns, that every eye will see him, and the rich and the poor, the slaves and the free men, the kings, the princes, the prime ministers, the presidents of this world, with the paupers of this world, the developed world and the underdeveloped world, they will all be together, and they will be crying out for the rocks and for the mountains to fall upon them, to hide them from the wrath of him that sitteth upon the throne. Here is a picture of a people who have lost their minds because of fear, doing an irrational thing, wanting the mountains to fall upon them because they're afraid they have seen the face of God's wrath. Whenever sinners look upon the face of God's wrath in the day of judgment, it will be too late. There will be no escape. They will be afraid, but there will be no antidote for their fear, no peace to calm their conscience. But in the Word of God, we are given a prophetic look into the face of God's wrath. Look upon the sword of God's judgment that will surely fall upon this world, and be afraid, because it is a terrifying event. Fear God today. Second thing I would like you to think about is the justice foretold. We should recognize that the day of wrath, the day of judgment, it is all about justice. The scales of justice will never be used more wisely than they will on that day. Job said here to his friends, "For wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword." Job's three friends, they were treating this man harshly. They were accusing him of sin. They were saying to Job, "You've lost your business, you've lost your family, and it's all your fault. You've brought about the judgment of God because of your sin." And they were doing Job more harm than good. And Job was saying, "You're speaking words of wrath. You'll have to answer for that. You're kindling the wrath of God against yourself. You will face the sword, and you will deserve to face the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword." All men and women deserve the wrath of God. All men and women deserve hellfire. All men and women deserve to hear those words from Christ, "Apart from me, I never knew you," because of our sin. And that's the key factor. Our sin. Our sin kindles the anger of God. The scripture says that God is angry with the wicked every day. And the sinner may have many happy days, but he never has any safe days. The sinner may have days of joy and days of laughter, but yet every day is marked out by the anger of God, because God is angry with the wicked every day, and he has a right to be angry because of our sin. In the Psalm 2 and the verse 12, the psalmist says this: "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little." If you don't kiss the Lord Jesus Christ and embrace Christ as your Savior, you're only storing up for yourself wrath. You're kindling the fires of God's wrath against yourself. Christ's rejection makes you deserving of hellfire, and that is a most important fact. Because Christ died in order that God's wrath might not be kindled against us. He died in order that we might have peace with God through Jesus Christ. He died by suffering the wrath of God, by feeling this sword of God's wrath, that we might never feel God's wrath. Therefore, when you kiss the Son and embrace the Son, you will not face the anger of God. The day of judgment will be a day of welcome for you into the very throne of glory. But if you don't kiss the Son, you're kindling the wrath of God against yourself. Embrace Christ today to escape the judgment of God. There's one third and final thing I want you to think about here, and that is the knowledge commanded. Job said that ye may know there is a judgment. I want you to know this, he said, there's a judgment. Know it. Get a hold of it. Think about it. Dwell upon it. There is a judgment. And if you think about nothing else today, I want these words to ring in your heart. There is a judgment. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this a judgment. Death is certain. We all know that. The grave will embrace us one day. The casket will receive us, and we will be lowered into the earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That day will come. And if death is certain, judgment is also certain. After this, the judgment, we will face God. And the scripture says, "Prepare to meet thy God." What preparation have you made for that day? I pray that you would take Christ, that you might flee from the wrath to come.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the scriptures and let the Bible speak.